The war against coronavirus has changed. That's according to an internal report at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC warns that vaccinated people who get infected by the Delta variant may now be able to spread it just as easily as those who are unvaccinated, though the vaccines are still highly protective against severe illness and death. The document also acknowledges communication challenges at the agency as cases rise, including so-called breakthrough infections in vaccinated people. Carolyn Johnson is a science reporter for The Washington Post. She's one of the journalists who got an early look at the report before it was published today. Hi, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get right to the data in this report because it's somewhat unsettling. It says that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant have far higher viral loads, as much as 10 times higher than other strains of COVID. And that's similar to those who are unvaccinated. So how big of a change is this from what we've been hearing to this point?
Well, with the previous variants that we'd seen a very encouraging signal that vaccination helped knock down the amount of virus people had in their nose, suggesting they were less likely to spread it to other people. That was great. What's different with Delta is that this new data, and it's actually a whole mess of data, it has a lot of different threads, but this data shows that it looks like vaccinated people have similar amount of virus in their nose, which suggests they may be as equally as likely to spread it, although the vaccines remain very protective against illness and severe disease.
So the report also says that the Delta variant could be as transmissible as chickenpox and could be more transmissible than the common cold, smallpox, and Ebola. And if I'm reading this correctly, the report says the Delta variant may make people sicker. What do we know about severity of illness here, Carolyn?
That data is still very much emerging and evolving. So the CDC in this report mentions a few different studies that suggest that it might be severe. Again, I would definitely caution this is emerging and they are using words like likely. So it's not a certain thing, but it shows how formidable the Delta variant really is. And it's a wake-up call for people. You know, a lot of people, understandably, are so tired from this pandemic and ready for it to be over. But every time we kind of let up and forget about it, you know, it can balloon into something, a big problem again. So it's just a reminder.
So the data is emerging, as you say, but the data did actually prompt the CDC earlier this week to reverse its guidance on masks for vaccinated people. Why didn't the CDC make this data public at that time?
They have said that they changed that guidance right away before the data was ready to be published because it was so urgent, so concerning. They thought that to delay in order to get all the kind of ducks in a row for a scientific publication would be more harmful to public health than to change the guidance right away.
Well, the report also contains a recommendation that the CDC apparently ignored. The internal document calls for universal masking, not just indoors or in high spread areas. Do you have any insight into why the CDC stopped short of that, of universal masking?
We do not know. I mean, we got these documents yesterday afternoon and were struck by that inconsistency as well. And we haven't gotten an answer as to why they tailored the guidance instead to be less aggressive about masking. But, you know, it's a great question. And some jurisdictions have already not yet hit the threshold, but encouraged masking. So we're going to probably see a patchwork over the country.
Carolyn, what else jumped out at you that explains why the CDC has changed its guidance lately?
They have just a body of evidence, and it's not just about the guidance. It's about public understanding of breakthrough infections. I will say anecdotally, people keep, you know, giving me examples of a person they know who got a breakthrough infection, or they themselves fully vaccinated but became infected. Usually these people have really mild disease, which is great. That is how the vaccines are supposed to work. But I think there is an acknowledgement at the CDC that they haven't really engaged with the issue of breakthrough infections. And that's creating some public confusion because people are hearing about cases, they're experiencing them, and it's making them not trust the vaccine or wonder what is going on. And CDC has realized that with the Delta variant, with these great vaccines, there are going to be breakthrough infections, perhaps more than they've kind of acknowledged. And they need to explain that to people so that they don't feel fearful.
That's Carolyn Johnson, science reporter for The Washington Post. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.